Call Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is March 5th. Today we're dealing with Senate Bill 82, the Oil and Gas Supplemental. It is 9:15, and today present at the committee are Senator Olson, Senator Thomas, and Senator Elton. The purpose of today's meeting, as I said, is to discuss the governor's Oil and Gas Supplemental, Senate Bill 82. We'll be having discussions with the attorneys from the Department of Law and other officials that may entail confidential ongoing litigation in corporate tax and royalty cases. And we will be going into executive session for a short period today. So with that, Senator Olson may have a motion to go into executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1 to discuss matters the immediate knowledge of which could adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B3 for discussion of matters which may by law be required to be confidential.
Are there any objections to the motion? Seeing none, the motion is adopted. We will be clearing the room with the exception of the legislators, and we would also have Tina Kobayashi with the oil and gas section remain in the room, and then we will be coming back out and taking action in adopting the CS with a presentation. With that, we'll take a brief at ease while the room is cleared. Call Senate Finance Committee back to order. It's 9:56, and we have before us CS for Senate Bill 82 for consideration. We have the spreadsheets and information that was delivered to the members on Monday. The only difference is that there is a non-monetary item, and that is in section 8, which makes the appropriation for AGEA in section, I believe it's in section 2A, contingent on the passage of the legislation. With that, we do have do we have Karen Rayfield, Director of OMB? Can she come forward and present the governor's schedule for the gas line and her plans to get the legislation passed this session?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Karen Rayfield with the Office of Management and Budget. Thank you for the opportunity this morning to talk with you about the Oil and Gas Supplemental Bill and the Governor's plans for the Gas Line Inducement Act. I know that the committee has not yet had the opportunity to hear that piece of legislation. Hopefully you will in the not-too-distant future. In this particular bill before you this morning, it's our hope that we'll be able to get started on some of those critical components dealing with moving the gas line forward, and appreciate your consideration and work to move this supplemental bill. Of course, included in this are other oil and gas activities that are important to Alaska and the revenue that we need for the state. So we're very appreciative of the work of the committee and of your staff in preparing the CS this morning.
And is it still the governor's position that she wants groundwork to commence sometime this summer of 08?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that we're hoping to be able to get the, with the passage of the AGIA bill, to get the RFP out for those proposers to submit applications. I believe that the timing for field work, although there may be some this coming fiscal year in terms of just assessment of the gas line, the actual groundwork would start the next year.
And I believe that by the legislature acting early on the governor's supplemental, it sends a message to the governor that we're interested in working with her to get working on the legislation for the gas line, and it also sends the message that to the public that the gas line is of great importance to the legislature. With that, I would accept a motion to adopt the L version as our working document. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt CS for Senate Bill 82 /L as our working document.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, the CS version L is adopted by the Finance Committee as our working document. Ms. Rayfield, can you briefly go over the components of the legislation?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I believe that you had the various departments before you to go through the specific sections relating to the Department of Law, Natural Resources, and Revenue. In the CS, you have also included an appropriation for ASME, the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, which was included in our other bill as time sensitive. We very much appreciate you're including that here in this bill that will allow their salmon marketing campaigns to go forward with this year with the receipts from the Salmon Marketing Assessment Program. So I believe that is a new piece in this CS, in addition to the contingent language for the Section 2A appropriation to natural resources. And we're hoping that we can continue to work with the legislature on that appropriation. Did you want me to go section by section, Mr. Chairman?
It's your preference if you wanted to go section by section or you wanted to leave it to the departments.
We can certainly leave it to the departments. I think that would be more helpful for the committee.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Rayfield. From the Department of Law, who is going to be presenting Section A?
Mr. Chairman, this is Larry Ostrowski from the Oil and Gas Section of the Department of Law.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've requested in the bill $21.5 million. That's spread out over an FY07 supplemental and FY08. I provided a memo a few days ago to the chair through Mr. Maher, and that breaks our request down into some broad categories. The first one is TAPS tariff, $2.6 million. For the rest of FY07, $1.3 million in FY08, and I've described to the committee what some of those expenditures are, and I can answer any questions if anybody has additional ones. Also within that request...
Just a moment. That letter is dated March 1st and is in members' packets.
Also within that request is approximately $2.8 million for... oil and gas corporate income tax litigation for this year, $4.45 million for FY08. Various royalty matters that were described by Mr. Banks to you, or $300,000 for the rest of FY07 and about $1 million for FY08. Other litigation, $1 million for FY 07, $500,000 for FY 08, and gas pipeline, $2 million for FY 07, $6 million for FY 08. I haven't seen version L, so I'm not sure how that's reflected in version L. But that's generally the way it breaks down, is $8.7 million for fiscal year FY 07. And that includes some expenses already incurred with TAF-TARA through the hearing in December and January, and then $12.8 million for FY 08. And we believe this should get us through FY 08 and hopefully some through to conclusion on a number of these matters.
This is a rehash of the original presentation for the members, but in case there are people from the viewing audience that that are wondering what this appropriation does, we will proceed. The Department of Revenue, Department of Natural Resources, Section 2, request for $6.55 million.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The work that we had intended to do under that piece was to pay for more work on royalty evaluation issues as we move forward, and the management, as you now know, the AGIA has provisions for upstream, that is to say, inducement for the for those producers that commit gas to the AGIA to provide some kind of certainty about what royalty payments will be required, what royalty value will be.
Excuse me, can you identify yourself for the record, please?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Chairman. This is Kevin Banks again from the Division of Oil and Gas. And then how the mechanism for how royalty in kind and royalty in gas switching will go. We are also modeling and will be modeling the different pipeline configurations that we may see in the applications as they are presented to us with respect to royalty values and tariff consequences in the in the tariff structure proposals that we will receive from applicants. And so it's our expectation that that's how this money will be spent by the Department of Natural Resources for AGIA. And it will involve the not only economic modeling, but also bringing on board experts, technical experts with familiarity with the gas markets and FERC regulations and how FERC will treat applications when a certificate is applied for sometime in the future by the winning applicant.
Thank you. We'll move on to can we go over all the presentations,
sure.
And then we'll open it up for questions, Senator Elton. Section 3, Department of Revenue, $3 million appropriation for matters relating to commercialization of North Slope Gas.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Jerry Burnett. I'm the Director of Administrative Services for the Department of Revenue. The $3 million is broken up into three parts. Approximately $419,000 will be spent on internally state employee economists who will be supporting the developing additional expertise and supporting the gas line work going forward. About $1.5 million for external economics firms, the commercial analyst firms, to look at tax terms, et cetera, and how they work, and approximately $1 million for outside legal work that might be done on behalf of the department.
Thank you. We'll move on to Section 4, an amendment for the lapse of certain prior year appropriations. Ms. Rayfield.
Mr. Chairman, there are several requests for extending particular lapse dates of prior year appropriations. I believe that those are summarized in the spreadsheet that you have before you, and they affect several departments.
I think we did go over these quite extensively in the original presentation. The new section that we have is Section 5 from the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Do we have a...
Mr. Chairman, we do have Ray Rayuda here with the Alaska Seafood Marketing Association.
Please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Ray Rayuda, Executive Director of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute.
Please proceed.
We have a request in here for $2 million to allow us to continue our seafood marketing campaign, basically our TV campaign, through the rest of this calendar year into the fall and into the winter. Last year, when these additional revenues were realized, our board took a look at how we could extend our TV campaign, which last year was the first year we were able to do that. This allows us to buy forward into the fall and into the winter the TV time necessary. We need to start now in order to secure that time. If we don't, we lose the window of opportunity to get good deals and good marketing slots in the TV campaign. We've invested a lot of money in that, and this is an opportunity to recoup our initial investment and extend that for the rest of this year.
Thank you. Section 6.
Mr. Chairman, again, this is a lapse date extension that's before you. I'm sorry, I have to pull out the spreadsheet here to get to the specifics, but I think we did cover that one previously.
Mr. Chairman, this is Larry Ostrowski. I can explain Section 6 quickly. It's because of shortfalls in funding and continuing obligations from the TAPS tariff matter that we've asked that the appropriation be made retroactive to October 1st so we can take care of bills for some expenses that were incurred.
Was that the lapse or the retroactive Section 7 that you're...
I'm sorry. I must have the wrong... This was what used to be number 6 retroactive.
Okay.
I'm reading the wrong version.
So we've covered Section 7. Section 6 is the appropriation made in Sections 1 and 2 and 3A of the Act are not one-year appropriations and lapses as provided by AS 37... 25.020.
Mr. Chairman, yes, and that gives these appropriations contained in this supplemental bill an extended lapse. It does not lapse within the same fiscal year.
And Section 8, we've already discussed. This is the reason for this version of the legislation, which is the contingency saying that this appropriation does not take effect until a G is passed into law. Section 9 and 10.
Mr. Chairman, Section 9 would allow the appropriation that's made in Section 5 for the Alaska Seafood Marketing Association to take effect March 16th, 2007. That would allow them to proceed with their marketing campaign.
Thank you. Senator Elton.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Back to Section 2A, and I think it was Mr. Banks that was talking about how the money would be used, and I believe, if I recall correctly, he said modeling gas line configurations and tariff and economic modeling. And I guess my question of the department is, making that contingent upon passage of AGEA, does that mean that none of this modeling will occur prior to passage of AGEA? And if that assumption is correct, I mean, is that a problem?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Elkins, I think the budget supplemental that for in the funds that we have now included here for 07 will carry us through, and then the AGEA fiscal note, of course, will associate for fiscal year 08 starting in June, about the time the RFA will hit the street. So the answer is no. We have and are turning the wheels on our models today, and we do have outside experts working either directly for the division or the department, or through funds that have been RSA'd through to the Department of Law for this kind of expertise.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Elton. Further questions from the committee? Thank you, Ms. Rayfield. Then we have the legislation before us. Is there any additional discussion? Senator Thomas.
Just one quick question. Thank you, Senator Hubbard. The Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute appropriation of 1.4, is it expected that that would be looked for next year? Is that your anticipation as well? Or is this just a timing matter of program receipts being available?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, it's a timing issue for this current year. Their FY08 budget, as it is before you now, is sufficient, but this is a timing issue for this year.
And it isn't anticipated to be a timing issue next year?
Mr. Chairman, that is not anticipated.
Thank you.
Further questions? Hearing none. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we pass CS for Senate Bill 82/L out of committee with individual recommendations.
Are there objections? Seeing none, the bill is passed out of committee with individual recommendations. With that, that concludes the work of the committee today, and we are adjourned.